Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Voters here in the city are voicing their opinions today about Donald Trump running.
Well, I just spoke to a woman here who told me that she's trying to enjoy this beautiful fall morning and forget about what happened last night, although she did admit that it's difficult. She says she's deeply disappointed, and even more so over how wide the margin was. Everyone I spoke with here had the same sentiment. What also surprised people is how much ground Trump has gained in this heavily Democratic-leaning borough. Trump's support here in Manhattan has grown from over 9% in his first presidential run in 2016 to more than 17% in this election. But everyone I spoke with tell me that they're putting the election behind them and hope for the best in the next 4 years. Darius Ranzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
Republicans will take the majority in the Senate, but the majority in the House is still in question. But Republicans did hold some seats in yesterday's race. Republican Mike Lawler won re-election in New York's 17th congressional district, marking a setback for Democrats who had hoped to win back that crucial swing seat in the Hudson Valley. Lawler telling 1010 Winds,
"We're not supposed to agree on everything. We're supposed to have robust debate and discussion. And, ultimately, I think people recognize that when all is said and done, my goal and my objective is to get things done on their behalf."
It looks like here in New York, Democrats did pick up two wins. Laura Gillen is expected to win over Anthony D'Esposito on Long Island, and Democrat John Mannion defeated Republican Brandon Williams in Central New York. In other news we're following today, the NYPD is on the lookout for the thieves who have been stealing cell phones and headphones from folks on the Upper West Side. Investigators say the suspects have struck at least three times in the last few weeks, each time snatching the items right from the victim's hands or from around their neck and running off. Anyone who knows anything about this is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The state police are expected to provide more information today on the shooting last week on Long Island, allegedly staged by the trooper who was shot.
There are many unanswered questions about the night that State Trooper Thomas Macia was shot in the knee area while on patrol on the Southern State Parkway. The trooper has been suspended without pay. His home that he shares with his family searched for days, items likely removed. Authorities say there are inconsistencies with the trooper's story. He had claimed the driver of a sedan was stopped on the parkway, and when he went to help, he was shot. No cameras on the trooper or his cruiser were activated at the time. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Farmingdale, Long Island.
A woman is recovering after a slashing at the 125th Street A train station. Police say the victim was on the downtown platform last night when someone came up and slashed her across the face, but luckily she wasn't seriously injured. There's been no word yet, though, on what might have led to that slashing, and no reports so far of any arrests. Fitness influencer Matthew Choi is apologizing for running the New York City Marathon on Sunday with a camera crew filming behind him on e-bikes.
"It had serious consequences. We endangered other runners. We impacted people going for PBs. We blocked people from getting water. And with the New York City Marathon being about everyone else and about the community, I made it about myself. And for anyone I impacted, I'm sorry."
But the move to bring a camera crew is not only dangerous, it's against marathon rules. So despite his apology, the New York Roadrunners has banned Choi from competing in any future New York City marathons. Many of Choi's fellow runners are applauding the ban, including one Instagram commenter who said seeing Choi on the course gave him extra motivation to run faster and pass him so he wouldn't have to see Choi or his, quote, dumb camera crew for the rest of the race. In Puerto Rico, Jennifer Gonzalez of the pro-statehood New Progressive Party is leading in the polls in a historic gubernatorial election that could see her party secure a third consecutive term for the first time. Gonzalez had 39% of the votes, with 91% of precincts reporting this morning. That's according to Puerto Rico's State Election Commission. Coming in second so far was Juan Dalmau, running for Puerto Rico's Independence Party. He obtained 33% of the vote. That makes him the first candidate from outside the island's two main parties to finish second in Puerto Rico's general election. No winner has been certified yet. Election officials on the island say the votes are still being counted.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.